Welcome back to the Hemingwayless podcast. Talking about old Richard Barnfield. This poem, Philomel, refers to a Greek myth. While the myth has several variations, the general depiction is that Philomel, after being raped and mutilated by her sister's husband, Tereus, obtains her revenge and is then transformed into a nightingale, a bird renowned for its song. So the poem makes a lot more sense if you know that. Swim says among fishy, says there is an interesting thing that Copland, who is a musician, was studying with Nadia Boulanger in Paris in the early 20s. One of his assignments was to compose a piece for flute and clarinet, and he came upon this poem by the 17th century English poet Richard Barnfield and decided to add a voice part to the Boulanger assignment, and hence a song was born. Cool. I don't really know much about Aaron Copland, but I guess it's interesting to see how these artworks can be reborn, reused. Very cool. Barnfield, the poet, is thought by some to be the prime contender for the identity of the rival poet that was mentioned in a number of Shakespeare sonnets. It was thought that he was sufficiently wealthy enough to live the life of a writer without enduring the struggles of daily existence that many of his contemporaries did. His first poetical work was published at 21 and was an overly homoerotic and romantic verse under the title of The Affectionate Shepherd. His relationship to Shakespeare is fueled by the publication in 1599 of a work, The Passionate Pilgrim, which was initially attributed to the great bard. The book contains 20 poems, and Barnfield claims that two of the works were penned by himself, and this has later been supported by academic studies of the collection. In fact, only 5 of the poems are generally thought to have been written by Shakespeare. So many Shakespeare conspiracies. How much did he really write? I think he wrote a lot, but I do also think he got attributed a lot that wasn't his. Anywho, today's poet is Thomas Dekker, born 1575, died 1641, and Thomas Dekker's poem is called Sweet Content. Art thou poor, yet hast thou golden slumbers, O sweet content? Art thou rich, yet is thy mind perplexed, O punishment? Dost thou laugh to see how fools are vexed to add to golden numbers, O sweet content, O sweet, sweet content? Work apace, 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 apace. Honest labour bears a lovely face. Then, hey, nonny, nonny, hey, nonny, nonny. Canst drink the waters of the crisped spring, O sweet content? Swimmest thou in wealth, yet sinkest in thine own tears, O punishment? Then he that patiently wants burden bears, no burden bears, but is a king, O sweet content, O sweet content, work apace, 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 apace. Honest labour bears a lovely face, then hey, nonny, nonny, hey, nonny, nonny. That's the poem. We got another hey, nonny, nonnier on our hands. All right, folks, thanks for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.